with Blackpool manager Gary Boyer. He's finished Blackpool 2, Oldham Athletic 1. Gary, another 3 points at Bloomfield. Pleased with that?
Yeah. We're very pleased with the 3 points. In the end, we made hard work of it. I thought the first 45 minutes was some of the best football I've been involved in terms of managing and coaching. We were devastated in first half. I don't think it would have been unfair if the scoreline was higher than the 2-0, but with John Sheridan and what he's done at Oldham on numerous occasions, getting them, he digs them out with the relegation battles twice that I can remember, and he's gone back in when they were dead and buried, and so I knew that there was going to be a reaction, and you saw the reaction from them. Longy! So we knew there'd be a reaction, and there was. And we had to weather a storm. We had several opportunities to put the game to bed before they scored, and you knew there was a game on, and local derby, good atmosphere. And it was a good test for our young team that were out there in the second half. And I'm pleased to say they come through it, but yeah, they've put a few more grey hairs in my head, that's for sure.
Just talking, focusing on the positives in that first half, the interplay between the likes of Longstaff, Cook, Jimmy, Vassell, the work rate he did up front, it was a joy to watch. Some of the football was outstanding.
I'm not exaggerating when I say the first 45 minutes, as a manager, a coach of youth teams, reserve teams, throughout my time, that has been probably the best 45 minutes of football from one of my teams, and it was a pleasure to watch. But like I say, there's always a learning part of it, and we've got to be a little bit more ruthless with the opportunities that we had. Bright Samuel's not got on the score sheet yet. We should be talking about him having a hat trick, and that's the learning part. He's only 19 still. Sean Longstaff was again outstanding, and he's only 19. And the age that we have on the team and on the pitch, the way that they're performing is very good at this moment in time, but there are areas that we've still got to learn and keep getting better at, and that's what we just said to them. And, first four games back in the league, and to have a return of 7 points, yeah, it's not a bad start from them.
Yeah, just talking about Longstaff, again, every time he gets the ball, even from the commentary box, it's just a matter of shoot, because you think it's going in the back of the net. He did it at Doncaster last week with an absolute pile driver. Mm-hmm. He did it again today. He just seems to caress the ball into the top corner. It was a brilliant finish again.
No, I spoke about him after his performance here against MK. The boy's going to be a very good footballer. Already since his time that he's been here, you've seen the development in him physically. His body's changing, he's getting stronger. The lad's got great energy and a great appreciation of the football. His decision making for someone so young is very good. He's going to be a hell of a player. Hopefully we've got more performances to come. There's still parts of learning that he's got to go, but he's a fantastic lad as well, and we're delighted to have had him for the short term anyway.
Just a word on Vassell as well. I thought he worked his absolute socks off for you today.
Yeah. And he had to work his socks off because he's playing against three very experienced centre halves, and like you say, his pace and his power were terrific. It was another pleasing performance, and I was delighted for him that he got his goal. But for a fantastic save, he'd have had two. But we didn't get the corner for that fantastic save. Sorry for the goalie on that one. But no, his performance was ever so good.
And his link-up play, I felt, with the youngsters, even when the youngsters had those opportunities, and as you quite rightly say, Gary, should have converted a couple of those. But Vassell, he was picking them up, saying, off you go again, lads, and showing that bit of experience to say, you'll get another chance.
Well, you've got to remember he's only 24 as well. So he's a young lad himself, but you know the level of maturity that he's got for his age and how he's progressing, we're delighted with him, and you know, hopefully now that's him up and running in the goal scoring charts as well.
Well done on today, Gary.
Thanks very much.